Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser, and it is Tuesday, October 6th. It's a nice, crisp fall day in Atlanta, Georgia. And how are you, Lee?
I am doing great.
Good.
I didn't know if you were going to include me because you have your BFF over there.
That's right. I do. This morning, I'm very excited because I have one of my really great business girlfriends in here with me today, Ty Hollingshead from QCE Laboratories. Hi, Ty.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here again. Ty was actually here last week with another product that she helps market, Cool Contours. But this morning, she is representing QCE Labs. So for those who didn't tune in last week, Ty, I want you to review who you are and how you got here and what you guys do at QCE.
Shirley, thank you again for having me. So QCE Labs is a manufacturing company that my father owns. Long story short, he has several businesses and he asked me to help him. Mm-hmm. So QCE Laboratories has been around for 11 years and he has an established clientele. However, we feel that our products are so great, not only just for the persons taking them, but also for the people surrounded by, which we'll get into. And he also had last week, Cool Contour products, which is also, partly that he manufactures, which I help him more in the market research side of that. So because of that, you know, dad tells you to do something and you do it, but, but basically background is, went to school originally for health and exercise science, did want to go into nursing school. However, I figured out very quickly that I couldn't hold, when it was, drawing blood.
That was what it was. Didn't you faint or something,
yeah.
Girlfriend?
So I said, okay, well, I'll go into the biology part of it and, loved that. And then got a glimpse of the marketing, and really just community outreach, communications part of a business degree at Kennesaw State and fell in love with that more than anything. And so, all in one went that direction and, that has been pretty much my career for a while and, did 5 years at a physical medicine clinic, which is basically, integrated health and helped a lot of seniors there.
Integrated meaning?
It could be different, types of specialties. Okay. So, we had physical therapy, we had, stem cell injections to medical to, we had a neurologist on staff and then also an MRI doctor. So just different specialties coming together to help the one person. And so we had quite a few seniors and I developed the survey program where I would speak with them going, how are you doing? You know, what do you love about us? What do you don't like about us? You know, how's your treatment going? And that's really where I found my passion for helping, you know, mature seniors that, you know, and the senior community in general. And so, when my father pursued me, with QCE Labs and he said, can you just take it and just run with it, you know, and let people know that we're here. I said, you know what? Absolutely. And so that's where it came in and it's developed to what it is now. And we're still growing. So sometimes I can't keep up,
that's
but
great.
You know, part of the ride.
And I bet you are a great face for QCE. I remember the day we met at a networking function. I know we're on radio, but Ty has these big brown eyes and really dark hair and an awesome smile. And, she just got a great energy about her. So the seniors love her. But, I saw the cutest picture on a little, fundraising thing that you helped with. Ty dressed up as Wonder Woman. And you looked so awesome.
Thank you. I paid every herd to say that. No, we try to be in the community just to let people know, hey, we're not here just for nutritional supplements. We're actually here to do whatever we can to help in the community, wherever in the community. So sometimes it's mostly senior related. However, we did an event this past weekend that was so much fun. It was so rewarding. It was for helping out. It was a fundraiser for helping out single mothers who are desperately in need. And these are single mothers with their children on the street. And so Serenade Heights is the charity. And we love them. We donate.
Is this your church that did it or something?
No, it's actually, they're actually in our office. We donate space to them in our office.
That is awesome.
And so this last weekend we did the fundraiser and it was a pancake breakfast. IHOP donated their pancake batter, which you know you cannot go wrong with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a couple of those. And then it was a superheroes and a princess. And so we had all the princesses, you know, and I've always loved Wonder Woman. So I just got the, you know, a cheap costume and wore it. And then I didn't realize that Batman and Superman were showing up. So
that was a great picture.
It was great. It was a great charity. I'm so glad we were part of it.
Okay. Well, Ty, as you know, it took me meeting you about two or three times. And just because I liked you, I kept, you know, answering your phone calls or whatever, but to figure out what the heck you guys did for the senior community. And now that I know, I was really excited for her to be here. So I want you to go back to basics and tell about the lab and the kinds of products that you guys do and how they can really help seniors.
Sure. So when you think of laboratories, you think of somebody who's maybe making a compound lab. They're making something for you. I've realized that going into some of these communities, seniors will think, oh, are you here to get my blood or something like that? I'm like, no, right. We're not taking any samples. So QCE Laboratories, we are actually a nutraceutical company. So we provide specialized nutritional supplements for folks who have specifically like wound care issues. And so our products promote wound care healing. And so a lot of our doctors,
which is huge,
yes,
in the senior community, especially in SNF, skilled nursing facilities, but you know,
in anywhere. And so
even if they're just sitting and not laying,
right.
Yes.
Movement is definitely key. And so, the products that we use and what we've done, it isn't anything nobody's never heard of before. You know, like Decubivite's our flagship product. It's a 3-in-1 product. So when a doctor usually looks at, you know, a resident or a patient, depending on where they are, they will order vitamin C, they will order zinc sulfate and some type of therapeutic multivitamin. Well, we've all heard of that before, you know,
right.
It's been around for a long time. So what we've done as QC Laboratories is we have manufactured it and put them and packaged them differently so that person, the nurse who's giving it to them, is not having to crush a vitamin C. I mean, that takes a lot of time away from the resident or away from the patient. So what we did is we manufactured them and packaged them differently so that one, yes, that the patient or the resident is getting great results, getting everything that they need.
All in one. The three
capsules.
The three most important elements all in one in a capsule that can be just
opened
up
that's
and put
the other
in.
Thing. Right. So what we did, again, surveyed our nurses and our caregivers, and we said, hey, what is going on? What's taking you so long to treat this wound? And they were saying, crushing the vitamins is what's taking us forever. And I said, okay, well, if we put it into a capsule, it's kind of like, duh, you know, this would definitely help the caregiver, but also give them more time with the patient so that, you know, they're not in front of the patient just crushing. They're actually going, hey, here you go. They can open the capsule, you know, put it into a G tube if they needed to. They can put it into applesauce. I mean, obviously if you can swallow it, that's fine. But sometimes that's a challenge when you're in a skilled nursing facility. So essentially we put these products together to help that area. There is a need out there, especially with our baby boomers, you know, getting to the point where they do need help. And so,
what do you mean need help taking care of,
yeah. They need help in all aspects, you know, that where should I live? Should I stay at home? Should I, you know, or, hey, I'm developing this issue. Diabetics are really big into, or have had issues, I should say, with wounds, any type of wound. So whether it's pressure ulcers, bed sores, like you were saying, just being there, just sitting, laying down for a long period of time. So
where do you go? So you call on what? Doctor's offices, assisted livings. What do you do?
So,
and how's your reception been to this product?
It's been actually really nice. What happened a few years ago is we did a couple of trade shows, and we gave out several samples. And our nurses, who were in skilled nursing facilities, we had caregivers, we had doctors, went back and used them, and they heard from their patients or their residents, depending on where they were, and it had such a phenomenal response because we packaged them a certain way and we put everything together, the healing process, we were being told that the healing process was much faster and people were getting back to their lives again faster than they have any. So, and that means a lot. And so, that actually, it was interesting because it caused a really big distribution company to call us. So McKesson called us and said, hey, all of our folks are wanting this stuff, so we're going to have to distribute for you. And we said, oh, well, darn, okay.
Good. So McKesson is one of, wow.
And McKesson, Medline, you know, and we've got a few others. But so we are very blessed, extremely blessed. God has really blessed us in this area. However, on a regular day-to-day basis, we go out to assisted living, even independent living. We have home care, you know, and then we do have nursing home and rehabs that we just touch on and go, hey, we're here, just so you know. And you don't see manufacturers doing that.
No. And I mean, why are you doing, do you make more if they can buy it directly from you, or do they buy it for less, or?
Well, everybody's contracted a certain way, certain different. Okay. So really, this is truly us going, hey, this is who we are. This is
just part of the culture of your company, right?
Exactly. It's just going out and saying, hey, this is who we are. We're here. These are the products we provide. And then a lot of the times they'll go, oh, we are using the Circuderm, you know, and they go, oh, we didn't realize you had two other products. And I'm like, here, try a couple samples, see how it goes.
Right.
And they love it. So it's just getting the word out. And if they're contracted with a certain distributor, a lot of the times we already are. So if not, it's funny because especially the nursing homes will go, we need them. And so we'll just get a contract. And mm-hmm. So we've been very, very blessed at being out there and being national already.
Well,
how do you reach out to the different facilities around the country? I mean, there's only one of you and you're here.
I know. Yeah. I know. Fortunately, we do have a staff that keeps in contact mm-hmm. with them. We do have a lot of obviously newsletters that we email newsletters.
But it's hard to do those kind of events where you show up and you, like, you brought some of the games and stuff
yeah.
that you play. It's hard to do that.
Right. I haven't
country.
I haven't quite gone
you haven't
visited national
your...
yet. We're going to work on that.
There you go. You
That's
may end up
your,
be international.
Part she of may... your travel plan.
Yeah. Right?
She may end up as a national sales director.
So, yeah. So my job is just to a lot of the local presence, though, is based out of Atlanta. So
right.
That's what I have found as well. But we do a lot of follow-ups. I do a lot of survey. I handle all the surveying of how somebody is doing, whether it's just it could be a $15, $20, $30 retail purchase. I will call that person in a month and just say, hey, you know, Mrs. Jones, how are you doing?
So that kind of data is important to your company to track that, to make sure that people are compliant, they're using it, they're benefiting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then even folks that we haven't heard from in a while, hey, how are you doing? You know, how's it going? Oh, you know, so just putting our name back in front of them again and letting them know, hey, we're still here, you know.
Well, and I want to say the company's blessed because she blesses. She and Alan both helped us in an in-service recently, and we have a little success story to share. Mm-hmm. One of our kids, she came in and demoed some of her products and explained them and stuff to our caregivers.
Right, and that's important to your company to keep your caregivers informed with what's going on, the latest and the greatest, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so one of our caregivers loved her Circuderm product, which she hasn't even gotten into yet, but it's an emollient, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
An emollient that help you talk, you tell them.
it's an emollient that has Peru balsam and castor oil in it. And it's actually been used in ancient healings for years. So those two items. And so we just put it all together, and it has a natural healing effect for any type of openness. Like, I think I even shared with your staff when I was doing the in-service that I had scratched my face for some reason. About a couple months ago, I said, well, it's supposed to be for open wounds. So I said, why not put it on there?
Right.
And literally within 24 hours, it was healed, you know, and I was able to, you know, go out in public.
Yeah. Anyway, one of our caregivers, and I wish I knew that more details. I think she might have bed sore. The lady that she takes care of has bed sores, but she tried this. The lady really liked it and ordered 35 packs. So
yeah.
I will make sure that I get that name for you so that you can follow up.
Well, at least I can say thank them. And that's the biggest thing, going back to what Lee was saying, is when people order from us, I want them to know that, hey, I'm here if you have any questions.
Right.
Or
it's not some faceless big corporation that doesn't care about you individually.
We are family owned. You know, everything's in the U.S.,
right.
You know, and that's our goal, is to stay that way. And it's just to constantly just remind people, hey, we actually do care about you, you know, and so we want them to know that.
I've been dying to ask, what does QCE stand for?
So we are a element of Quality Chemical Enterprises, which is the big manufacturing company my father has, which is completely probably another day.
Okay.
And so he runs that particular company, where he's a chemical broker. So he buys and sells raw chemicals. QCE actually came about 11 years ago when my father and his friend, Brian Taffin, Brian is a MD and a pharmacist. And he saw the need when he was going around to these nursing homes of, you know, the nurses and the caregivers struggling to get through this wound healing process. And so he said, you know what, we're just going to develop products. My dad said, I'm interested in that. I'm going to manufacture that. And then a few years later, I came along and he put me on as VP and said, you run with it. And I said, okay, so what are we doing?
Boy, and talk about growth in this market.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she is going to be in one market. I don't know how we compare to other markets, Lee, but I mean, it seems like we got lots of older folks and lots of assisted living facilities and senior living facilities going up. So
when I think we even covered last week, we're having a hard time building enough facilities fast enough, that the fastest growing age right now is 85, which is really interesting. So,
this is a great market.
It's a great market, you know, and our goal is to obviously catch it early to where they're not having to go away from home. You know, if we can help folks,
that's what we like.
Still at home, we want to.
Now, what's your kind of R&D pipeline? Are you always developing new stuff, or are you just tweaking what you have? What do you
Now, we're tweaking what we have.
I like that. I like that you're grounded in three basic products for this market.
There is some talks, to answer your question, Lee, there are some talks that we may go into something else. However, right now, believe it or not, having these products for wound health and wound healing, there is a need.
Keeps you busy.
There's a need. Yeah. So until I can get someone else on board. but there is a need out there, and we don't want to spread ourselves too thin and not give back to, you know, as far as taking care.
Because the service element is important for you.
Yeah. Right? And well, it's important to the patient, you know, because if you're just like, I can't tell you, I had a story. We were talking about testimonies earlier.
Yes, good.
I had a story where the, it was a daughter of this man. We'll call him Mr. Jones. He had a wound. He actually had three wounds, and he was just taking whatever, you know, rep gave him, some type of something for his, and this protein powder, and it just wasn't doing anything. And the facility that he was in, he wasn't necessarily a bad facility, but they just didn't have anything else on hand. We spoke to his daughter, and I said, listen, let's just give you a month of everything that we have for wound care and see what happens. You will surely see something happen.
Right.
And usually the normal starting to heal process can be 4 to 6 weeks, of course, depending on how bad it is, what stage it's in for a wound. And it's interesting because Mr. Jones got so bad. He got under 100 pounds and he literally lost the will to live. So daughter came to us. She said, absolutely, I will take your month. So we sponsored him for a month. And literally within the month, with about 2 to 3 weeks, he felt a huge difference. 4 to 6 weeks, all the wounds were gone. And he gained weight, which he needed to do. And he literally told his daughter, he goes, I want to live again. Mm-hmm. Because when you're feeling, yeah. And that's why we do what we do.
So, and you know, with protein concentrate with this other stuff in it and essential mm-hmm. fatty acids, I mean, that's going to help the insides too.
Yes.
Right?
So that's our goal. So obviously when you have a wound, the doctor is going to, or the nurses are going to dress the wound a certain way. So we try to work from the inside out. So I told you about Decubivite that has the 3-in-1, but we also developed a protein powder called Decubamine. And what's interesting, if you look on the market of wound care proteins, we are the only one, as of this morning, I should say, the only one that has the fatty acid element to it. And that just basically, your body will process that and it will help with decrease of inflammation, especially when you pair it with the Decubivite. And then, of course, like I said, the Circuderm, you have emollient on the outside. So we try to not only work from the inside, but then also leave the patient with something to continue to take. When I was doing surveys, I have a lady that still takes the Decubamine, even though she doesn't have sores anymore, but she drinks it once a day because she loves it.
It seems like that would be a good thing for any of us.
It's actually really good. And she puts ice cream in hers and makes this shake out of it. And then the Decubivite, most of our folks will actually continue taking it after. They'll just take it once a day instead of 3 times a day, as if you were going to have, you know, if you had a wound, you would take it probably about 3 times a day. And then, but they'll take it once a day once it's gone, and just as a preventative, as a multivitamin, and they feel amazing.
So how did they get this? How do they get it from you? What do they do to order?
So they can go to our website, which is qcelabs.com.
Laboratories spelled out, looks like.
You could do qcelaboratories.com or you could do qcelabs.com.
Ooh, that was smart.
We did both.
I like the short one.
Or you can call us directly. Our number is toll free. It's 800-710-8882. And then when you call, if you've heard us from whether it's Griswold or this radio show, just tell them that and you actually will receive an immediate 20% discount. So
listen to that. And that's something that Ty has done for our caregivers and our clients, which is really, really neat. So be sure to mention Griswold or Eugeria Radio, and they can get that. But we've got some more time and you wanted to talk about something
yes.
you do for the community
yes.
that I thought was really
so
neat.
So one of the things, and Lee was kind of touching on this here, one of the things that we really love to do is not just go to one community to the next and go, hey, this is who we are. Do you want samples? We actually want to spend time and really get to know the situations, you know, some of the seniors are in, how are they feeling? What is your everyday? And just break up maybe the monotony of doing whatever they do on a regular basis. And so we put together this fun facts trivia game. And I will have to tell you, I cannot take credit for making this up. This is something that a dear friend of mine had told me about. And I said, well, I'll go and find the pictures and then we'll do this together. And so what QCE Labs and myself, what we do at least 2 or 3 times a week is we'll go out to different communities and just play with the seniors for 45 minutes, do some fun facts trivia. And so, and it could be pictures, like I have one here of Elizabeth Taylor. And I was just asking him, hey, do you know who this is? And then I even asked him, all right, guess how many times she's been married. And if they get the answer right, they usually get like a sugar-free treat or something like that, you know? And they love that. They love it. And then they'll go on to it sparks some type of memory with them of, you know, I remember the first time I saw her, blah, 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 blah. And they'll go on, and I love it because we get to learn, but also they also know that when QCE Lab shows up, you know,
it's a party.
It's fun. It's not, we're not going to draw your blood, you know? And so, but it's been fun. We, you know, we have Statue of Liberty, you know, Elvis always brings something funny.
Didn't you, Mary Jo, didn't you have a piano guy or a music guy?
We did. The durable medical equipment guy, Heavenly Wheels, and Griswold used to go out some. And World War II music always sparked.
Yes, that's always very good.
You guys can, all three of you go, and then she likes to dance with the seniors.
Yeah, we had one breakout a dance yesterday. So.
And then you do a trivia element and a music. That's a party right there.
I know. he doesn't do that so often anymore because he's gotten real busy. But maybe you and I can go or something.
Yeah, and we do. We actually, that's what we try to do, is we try to team up with another.
Right.
Another.
But this is like a complimentary thing. Where, you know, you got trivia, you got music. What's not to like about that?
Yeah. They love bingo. They seem to love trivia. Absolutely. And they love.
And this is a good memory thing, you know, with memory issues. That's. Yeah. Probably just a good exercise for them to be doing anyway.
We had a lady yesterday that was telling us what she would cook, you know, if we all came back and like different types of meals. And they almost went into a contest, like a very heated contest going, oh, your ribs are not as good as my ribs. And so, you know, I'm in between here trying to write down what rib recipes they're saying because, you know.
You could do a chopped. Do it like chopped.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Senior chopped.
Yeah.
World War II, though, if we can find any pictures of planes or.
Yep, we have that. We have a B-52.
Yeah, and the celebrities from back in that time.
Yeah.
We have Amelia Earhart, which was on there. That was fun. Of course, you know, we have. Mammy from Gone with the Wind.
That makes it so much more interesting, though, than just asking
Queen.
The questions with your pictures.
And they
That's
can pass
awesome.
It around. That's cool.
Yep, we were passing it around. And it was funny because yesterday, we have a picture here of Queen Elizabeth II. And they were saying, oh, well, I think I had a tiara that was much bigger than that one.
But that's great. Just the culture of the company that takes the time to do something that speaks volumes for what you guys are about.
Yeah, that's what we try to do. Is we really want people to know, hey, we're different. I mean, we're different anyways because we are a manufacturer that's out there, but we're also different because we really want to hear feedback. And that's actually why we're here. Why we're even here is because we heard so much feedback from nurses and doctors that we said, oh, well, we need to help.
Right.
So.
That's great.
So other than the online distribution of this, you call on doctors of osteopath and chiropractors and what did you call that kind of medicine? Not internal medicine, but physical
medicine. So what we focus really on geriatricians right now, because again, if we can help the senior while they're at home, that's obviously our goal. However, we can't always do that. So we do focus on geriatricians.
I was thinking about another group is the skilled nursing companies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Skilled nursing facilities.
No, not skilled nursing facilities, but the ones that go, you know, like a Amedisys and Genta and Guardian that are going, sending nurses and PTs and OTs out into the community.
And we work with them quite a bit. And then we do work, again, with quite a few skilled nursing facilities, of course, assisted living, independent living, lots of memory care. And so that's basically the market is where the seniors hang out. I do too. So.
Any other stories? You said I know you forgot to actually bring them, but can you think of any other specific stories you want to tell us?
Because you were talking about Circuderm and your caregiver. We did have a recent story of a caregiver that came in and they were using A&D ointment, you know, diaper rash ointment, or after you get a tattoo, that's usually what the tattoo artists use, the A&D ointment.
Oh.
And so,
tattoo parlors, that's a whole other market for you.
Well, this would probably ruin their tattoo, probably heal it. So, but anyways, and they were talking about how that's what they've used for years. And we gave them some Circuderm and they loved it. And one of the reasons is that the healing element was much faster that they have noticed. And this is what they're saying to us. Also, Circuderm comes in little packets. So what our nurses and caregivers have said to us, they love that instead of a tube, because a lot of the times cross-contamination can happen in a tube, you know, with the packets.
Gosh,
So we really tried to listen and hear what they were saying to us so that when we can go back and package it and to be able to help that element. And so, so we have packets with the Circuderm, which people love, and, they could put just a few in their scrubs and, walk, down the hall and go about their day. They don't have to worry about tubes or having to go to different areas.
Is it good for dry skin too, or just mostly wounds?
I mean, you can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt you.
One of our African American caregivers said that she recognized the smell mm-hmm. in the Circuderm, and that they used to put it on their scalp to help grow hair.
Yep. Yeah, because there is a circulation. It does help with blood circulation to that area.
Go.
And so that's why we do have a lot of folks that are diabetic that use it before they get a wound. Neuropathy, that kind of thing, peripheral neuropathy. And we love it, you know.
Very good.
Yeah, it helps us and learn. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we end, I want you to repeat how they can get it, how they can call, or how they can go to the website. And remember, Griswold Home Care clients and caregivers get a discount.
That's right.
And I think she's kind of extending it to Ujiria listeners, too. So mention that.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20%. So I mean, that's so generous. Thank you. See, there she goes again. Blessing the community.
So you can reach us at www.qcelabs.com, or you can call us at 1-800-710-8882 and just refer the Ujiria Radio or Griswold Home Care, and you'll get your discount.
That is great. And you know what? You can also probably call Ty if you want her to come play trivia. Yeah.
If you're in Hawaii especially, I'll come play trivia with you guys.
That's great. Well, she is truly a hero to the senior population. And I guess it's time to end now.
It's a website.
Oops, there you go. Website. Oh, yeah. www.qcelabs.com.
.com.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-710-8882. So I want to remind all our listeners that you can tune into any broadcast from Ujiria Radio from the past couple of years. And actually, Lee gave us a really neat
5 years.
Yes, 5 years.
Over 250 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
that's quite an achievement.
And we've got a great little index feature on our webpage. Ujiria is spelled E-U-G-E-R-I-A. So that's our website, ujiria.com, ujiriaradio.com.
Right.
And you can actually, you know, index labs, QCE, whatever your subject is.
Right. And yeah, that's a great kind of place for all kinds of information about senior.
Mm-hmm. And also, we're working on building our resource page. So folks like Ty, you can just you can press a link and it'll take you right to her website as well. And we also put it on YouTube.
Yep. And it's available on the iTunes podcast.
That's right. That's right. So the other thing we say in closing is that if the youth of our nation is its greatest natural resource, then it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation are our greatest national treasure. Thank you all for listening, and God bless.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.